The regional minister was led around the project located on 100-acre land by the project engineer Philip Opoku Amankwa. During the tour, the minister was informed that a compost plant, when completed, will be an integrated waste processing factory that will have compartments. The project engineer Philip Opoku Amankwa noted that the plant will convert both liquid and solid waste materials into energy, plastic into pellets for the manufacture of polythene materials, and also for organic manure for crop production. Mr. Opoku Amankwa said the plant, at its optimal operation, will produce 600 tons of compost per day. On environmental sustainability of the plant's operation, the project engineer said all the appropriate measures have been put in place to protect the natural environment.
The focus is to convert municipal solid waste into compost and other related products, which include pellets from plastics. And then, I said the project is in two phases. The second phase will be concentrating on plastic recycling, waste to energy, fecal wastewater treatment. But for this first phase, our focus is on converting the municipal solid waste into compost. Right from the marketplaces where we dispose of our waste in Ghana, decomposition begins. And as the decomposition begins, you see liquid coming out of the waste. And that is what we term as leachate. And that has to be treated. So we are constructing a leachate processing plant in-house. And that will take care of every liquid waste here. We have worked on the liquid waste at our leachate processing plant. What comes as the final product is something that can be used for domestic purpose. So it could be used for in-house cleaning, it could be used for irrigation. Some could be disposed of into nearby streets.
The Ashanti Regional Minister Simon Osei-Mensah expressed delight at the construction of such factory in the region, noting that its completion would bring relief to the local government in waste management. He pledged to facilitate the construction of the 7-kilometer access road from Esereso to the project site to facilitate movement to and from the area.
Our purpose here today is to have a visit to the site and examine the project, the status, where they've reached, and what we can do to help them. As we speak, there's a request on my desk requesting that the Department of Urban Roads construct about 7-kilometer road to the project site. And before I can put any covering letter on it, it's better for me to come to the site and examine the project myself, for which I can get better appreciation of what is happening. I'm impressed about what I've come to see here, that the road network truly is very bad. Fortunately, I came with one of the engineers and assistants. They've also seen the road. We will request them to send some proposals for which we can also put a covering letter to the main ministry, that's to the Minister for Roads and Highways.
You heard the Ashanti Regional Minister Simon Osei-Mensah and the Nicholas Osei-Wusu and Francis Abedi's report.